Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Amen. I guess you are tired, but you can still praise Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody praise the Lord. Somebody praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I really don't know where to start from, considering the fact that you have been here for quite some time. But I want to recognize the leadership of WPF, which has bestowed upon me this awesome responsibility of speaking in this meeting. I also want to give honor to Brother King and his team, Elder David Smith, who is a brother and a friend, and has done so much to try to help the work of God, not only in Kenya, but in other parts of Africa. I salute Mama Wendell. That's how we all know her in Africa. And to this day, you only have to come to the ground to know that Africans love her very dearly. I do not know how long I'll speak, but I will try my best to be very brief. I prayed over what I have to say tonight. And I want to trust God that for the next few minutes, God will help me to deliver the burden that is on my heart. If you will, I would like to read from the book of Joshua, chapter number 14. I read verse number 12. Joshua chapter number 14 and verse number 12. Now therefore, give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou hadest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And I would like to close tonight's session with just a short thought. Even though God had promised the children of Israel this promised land, let's not forget that there are giants that must be defeated. There are giants that must be defeated. Shall we raise our hands to the glory of God? Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that somehow the Holy Spirit will move. And Jehovah God, speak to somebody tonight. Help us, Jesus. Thank you for what you have done for us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. You may be seated. What I have witnessed tonight is a tremendous move of the Holy Spirit. Since yesterday, we have been abundantly blessed. And I am thankful to God for enabling me and my wife to be part of this great meeting. I do not think that we return home the same way. But looking at the passage that I have read, we are looking at a man that is 85 years old. 40 years earlier, prior to this time, he had been among those spies that Moses sent to go and spy the land. We do know that only two of them came with a positive report. The rest of the spies said it is not possible for us to conquer that land. Now God had promised them that I will give you a land that is full of milk. I'll give you a land that is flowing with honey. I'll give you a land that I'm going to change stones into gold. And so the promise was wonderful. But even though God had promised them, something had to remain steady on the minds of the people of Israel. That even though God has promised us that we are going to possess the land, there are giants that occupy that land. And God is able to help us. We are not going just to walk in and possess the land, but we are going to wage a war against the giants that possess that land. And God is going to give us the victory, and we shall possess the land. Somebody said hallelujah. Somebody said hallelujah. And now Moses is gone, and Joshua is charged with the responsibility of allocating land for the children of Israel. And then there is a particular area that is occupied by giants. And it seems like no one else wants to go to occupy or to possess that place that is occupied by the giants. But here is a man that was a witness of what God spoke 40 years ago. And he says, 40 years ago, God showed me that this is the land that we shall possess. And now I am 85 years old. I want you to give me those mountains where the sons of the Anakims, where the giants are living, and God is going to help me, and I shall drive them out. I want to tell somebody in this gathering tonight that revival is for the apostolic church. I want to tell somebody here tonight that our world is not for false religion. We have the truth. We have the message. We know that there is one God. We know His name. But there are giants that we must defeat. And God help us to be able to rise up in faith and believe that if God be for us, who can be against us? We have enough power in God to go and possess the land, but we must defeat the giants. Oh, there are giants in the world out there. We must recognize that there are many giants that are coming against the apostolic church. They are giants of false religion that seems to have bigger buildings than you. They seem to have more dollar power than the apostolic church. They are outside there. They are traversing the continent of Africa. But I know one thing, that God is in the apostolic church, and the God of the church who said, I'm going to build my church upon the rock of the revelation of who Jesus Christ is, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church of the living God. This church is not going down. This church is going forward. We shall possess the land. We shall drive out the giants of false religion. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. You see, there are giants that would like us to be fearful. Fear is one of the greatest giants that we have to encounter. The children of Israel encountered a giant by the name of Goliath. He was a giant. He was above 9 feet. He was a huge man, and the Bible says he began to defy the armies of Israel. And yet Israel were a people of God. Israel was a chosen nation. But the people of Israel, the armies of Israel, trembled at the sound of Goliath. Let me tell somebody tonight, the spirit of Goliath is still alive, trying to threaten the armies of God, trying to intimidate the preachers that preaches the truth. The devil hates what we preach. The devil hates a one God preaching preacher. The devil hates a preacher that says you must be born again of the water and of the spirit, or else you are lost. The devil hates you. And so Goliath was out there, and there was a giant, not just a man, but fear was the greatest giant that hindered the nation of Israel. And how I pray tonight that God of glory, you will empower us to drive out a spirit of fear. For we have not been given a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and a sound mind. And our God is all powerful. Our God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we think or ask, according to the power that worketh in us. Fear is a giant. He will tell us, you can't make it in Africa. He will tell us, you are weak. Are you going to make it? So they were trembling and shaking in the presence of Goliath. But thanks be to the young man David. He came to see the well-being of his brothers, and he heard the defiance of Goliath. He heard the insults that Goliath made to the children of Israel. And something in him said, I can't take it anymore. I am ready to fight. God, give us fighters that will say, enough is enough. Who is this giant? Who is this
uncircumcised Philistines, that is defying the army of God. I am gonna fight them. And our warfare is not carnal, but is power to the pulling down of the strongholds of the enemy. It is not by might, nor by power, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord, saith the Lord. It doesn't matter the obstacles that the devil is going to lay on the way. It doesn't matter how many giants that are going to come against us. God is on our side. And if God be for us, who can be against us? You are a winner. You are not a loser. You are a conqueror. You are victorious.
There are giants that we must defeat. Now, won't be long. There are giants. Giants. You know, in Africa, it's not easy. As one may think, it's a warfare, a big warfare. False religions came there. They have segmented God into many segments. They have come up with the ideas of more than three gods. They have exalted the powers of witchcraft more than the power of God. They try to intimidate preachers that preach the truth. But oh, the God of heaven will stand behind that person that is readily willing to preach the truth. For our gospel does not come in word only, but it comes in power and much assurance. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto them that believe. And when we preach the death, and we preach the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we shake the kingdom of the devil. We attack the domain of every giant that stands on our way. Because our God is bigger than Goliath. Our God is bigger than our fear. Somebody praise Him. You Goliath, you come to me with your swords and with your spear. But I come to you, Hakashataya, in the name of the Lord of hosts. And he swung that sling and he hit the forehead of Goliath. And he jumped on top of Goliath. And he pulled the sword of Goliath. And he cut his head. I'm telling somebody tonight, you have a giant that you must kill. You have a giant that is coming against your church, against your family, against your marriage. But there's power in God. Power in God. Okoshemaka itolomokosha. They are giants of the so-called World Council of Churches, giants of National Council of Churches,
giants of ecumenical movements, giants of all kinds of evangelical associations that come against the word of God. We have giants in the current governmental systems that would like to stop the preacher, would like to muscle our mouths with such words quoted as abuse of human rights. Words such as, oh, using some kind of incitatory language. This is what you hear. You are even soon going to be told, don't preach any against sin. Preach everything that itches the ears of the hearers. That's what was told to the disciples. Preach anything, but don't preach the name of Jesus. But I want to tell somebody tonight, take away the name of Jesus from the preaching. Then our preaching becomes a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. What gives clarity to our preaching is the name of Jesus. Neither is there salvation in any other, for it's none other name given among men whereby we must be saved. He was given a name that is above every name. And at that name, every knee shall bow. Every tongue must confess that Jesus is the Lord. And there's power in that name. Power over the devil. Power over the giants. It's in the name. It's all in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't care what the World Council says. I don't care what the National Council of Churches of Kenya say. Yeah. They'll tell you, men can marry other men. Don't just preach against it. You are inciting people against a minority. Oh no, that is from the devil's hell. Preachers are afraid of going to court. They are preaching, circling around their messages. Where are you going to stand? And where is John the Baptist going to stand? There are giants that the church must rise up and say, we are the church of the living God. We have a name that is above every name. Jesus Christ is the Lord of the church. Fear not. Because Jesus is in control. We are fighting giants of inferiority complex. The devil wants to make you feel you are inferior to everybody. You can't articulate issues like other people articulate. But thanks be to God, once you identify your place in the kingdom, you are not intimidated by nobody, by no demon, by no devil. You still must respect those that have authority over you, but you are not intimidated because God is on your side. You are not intimidated by the powers of the world because God is able. Let me close with this one. Let me close with this one. We are fighting a giant of an electronic society. Yeah. And more so perhaps in this country. You know, for a long time, we have preached against a television. In the homes of the people. But the giant has brought television in the pockets of people's courts. have it in their homes, but they watch it on their cell phones. This is a giant that we must confront. Expect a bigger man. Expect a better hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. There has never been a time like our time when the preacher is preaching and some young people are texting each other. They call it YouTube, they call it Facebook, they call it Twitter, they call it many other names. And when you preach against it, they will label you as analog. An analog preacher. They are looking for a digital preacher. The microwave generation. The times, God, we give you 5 minutes. If a miracle doesn't take place, preacher, shut up. But I'm here tonight to tell you this is a giant that the present preacher has to contend with. You have got to preach it out of the heart of the people. And if it's out of their heart, they'll have a cell phone. And not watch filthy things on the cell phone. But if it's in their head, they will be in church, but still be watching something beneath the pews. I know you want to tell me this is sophistication, this is civilization, but what you need to realize, this is a giant. A giant that is sneaking in, but he needs some people on guard. Say, giant, we're going to drive you out of the hearts of the people. Because you can't police every person that has a cell phone. They call it an iPhone, touch phone. It can bring any mess. Yes, it can be good, but it has more mess than good. And he's a giant that is confronting the church tonight. What you gonna do about it? Give us the power and the faith to believe that we are going to conquer this giant. Mother said here tonight about Africa, one of the most populated continent on earth. And I'll be closing with this note. And I come from the country of Kenya, composed of 42 different tribes. Each tribe has their own distinct language. It's not dialect, it's a language. You can be sitting next to another Kenyan, and they are talking, and you will not understand a thing. The larger tribes, which are mainly about 4 or 5, they have sub-tribes. My tribe is the second largest tribe in Kenya. And we have 9 sub-tribes. Some of those sub-tribes, they can speak and I would float, not understand a thing. So Africa, we are confronted inside the church with a giant called the tribe. He is the worst enemy of the church. Even your mainstream so-called churches, if their leader is from one particular tribe, you'll find 95% of the membership comes from that tribe. But I stand here tonight and declare that the apostolic church preaches against the tribes. And we are the church that has almost all the tribes of the country. Because I realized this is a giant that was pulling us backwards. And we could not hide our heads. We had to confront him. There are people here that have other giants in their lives. Could be even financial giant. You could be having a marital giant in your own house. You come to a meeting like this one, you lift up your hands, you have a cosmetic face, smile, and a cosmetic worship. You go through the gymnastics of worshiping God, which is alright, but on the inside, there is a giant that is sitting in your house constantly. Jesus wants to give you power to overcome every giant. There are giants of sicknesses. You've prayed for people. They have received their healing. But you are sick. And every time you feel like ministering to others, that giant flashes before your sight. He is a giant that you must conquer. Paul said, I had a thorn in my flesh. Thrice I sought the Lord. And the Lord told me, my grace is sufficient. And my strength is made perfect in your infirmities. And so he said, I looked as though I was defeated. Yet to many I gave victory. It could be a giant of your children. You've helped many other people's children. You've prayed for them. You have corrected them. But your own children, they are a giant tonight. I know we're late. But God is not late. You can come and bring that giant under your feet. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And I wonder, is there somebody in this building that wants to come and step on that giant? As late as it may be, God is not late. There is a giant that faces you in your local assembly. You are a good preacher. You've given your very best. But somehow, your altar seems like they're barren. People are not getting the Holy Ghost as they should. This is a giant that you must confront. and tell the devil, people are going to receive the Holy Ghost in my assembly. And devil, you are a liar. And I don't give you a chance. Somebody here tonight, can you fight that giant in the name of the Lord? Can you resist that giant? Can you tell that giant, my God is able? God is able. God is able. Come on, somebody tell him. Let's give room to others to come in. Let's give room to others to come in. In the name of Jesus, I speak by faith. In the name of Jesus, receive a touch. In Jesus' name, giant, leave now. Hakashataya, reko shempo layata sakaya. In the name of Jesus, that giant in your life, I rebuke him tonight. In Jesus' name, receive a touch from God. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, I come against the giant in your life. In the name of Jesus, it is done. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Shekomota la baba baya sataya. Jesus' name. Give him a praise.